And all of a sudden they go into the beautiful room, and the first thing Shmuley sees is such a beautiful room, and everybody's dressed up so nicely. Now, Kinalach, how do you think Shmuley feels that he goes into a beautiful place that everybody's dressed up nicely, there's beautiful, delicious food, and nice music, and everything is so clean and nice, and he is now in his filthy, dirty clothes that were all full of all kinds of food with chocolate and dirt and grease and grass and plants and all kinds of stuff on his pants? I mean, how do you think he feels being by the chasna all full of schmutz? Do you think he feels good being there?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't feel good. He himself says, oh no, I feel embarrassed. Look at me. Look how I look. Not only is he embarrassed, is he going to enjoy himself when it's such a beautiful place and he's just dressed like that?
No.
He says, I wish I would have gotten ready. Then I would feel nice here. I would be able to enjoy it. And of course, Kinalach, he wished he would be ready, because if he was ready, he would enjoy being where he was, enjoy being by the chasana. Now, of course, now the boys already know this is a mashal, like Bob Elmer was a mashal. Kinalach, the big chasana is coming to the world. Mashiach is coming, the Gula is coming, and it's going to be a beautiful, special time. And we're like little Shmuley, we never went there yet. We don't exactly know what it's going to be like. But we have two ways to go. In a not ready way, and we're not ready, chas v'shalom, for Mashiach or the Gula to come. And of course, there's the being ready way. Now what's the difference? If we are going to be ready for Mashiach and the Gula, we will feel good, and we will appreciate it, and we're going to really have the best feeling when Mashiach comes and the Gula comes, because we'll be ready. But if we're not ready for it and the Gula comes, it's not going to be what we really want. It's not going to be the real way to go. We have to get ready. Let's get ready now. And when the Gula comes, it's going to be a wonderful, happy Gula. And we'll be ready for the Gula. A long time ago, the king of Russia was sitting on his throne, the Tsar. He was a big troublemaker for Jews. And he says to his big officer, you know, for a while I didn't make any new trouble for Jews. I think it's about time to make a new gzeira, a new decree against Jews. Let's see, what do I do? Oh, I have a good one. I have a good plan to make new trouble for Jews. You know, those Jews are different. One of the things that they do different is that they have payas, the hair on their head, besides the beard. I'm not talking about the beard, I'm talking about the hair. They have on the sides of their head payas, longer hair by the sides of their head. My new law will be that the Jews have to cut the payas. They must cut their payas. And he said to his officer, go to the generals and go to the officers and send them to every chief of police of every town and tell them that any Jew that you see with payas, of course the men have payas, you catch those Jews and you cut their payas. And the officer says, yes, king, and he goes to the other officers that are under him, little officers, and he says, go to every chief of police of every town and make the Jews to cut their payas. Shh. Well, Kinalach, one of the towns, one of the police stations, was called Parish. And over there in Parish, the chief of police got the command from the king, and he told him, if there's a Jew in your town, we'll pay us. Make the Jew cut the pace. And right away the chief of police thinks, oh yes, in my town is Reb Hillel Potichar. Reb Hillel, who lives in Potich. Now we've heard many stories about him. He was a great tzaddik and chassid, and he did mitzvahs of Mesiras Nefesh. Now, the chief of police didn't exactly want to make trouble for Reb Hillel, because Reb Hillel was such a fine yid and a fine person. But of course, if he doesn't do the command of the king, he might get in trouble. So he says to his policeman, there's a new law of the king that any Jew that has payas has to cut the payas. Now, you know Reb Hillel Potichar, now go get him. He walks around with payas. And the police go now, and they find Reb Hillel, who's of course walking with his hat and his beard and his payas and his tzitzis and his long coat. And he's going probably to shul, to daven. And all of a sudden the policemen come, and they say, you have to cut your payas. That's what the king says. Reb Hillel says, what are you talking about? The king says to cut payas. Reb Hillel says, the king says to have payas. The king is Hashem. And a yid listens to Hashem, and any law of the king is from Hashem. And if the king of Russia says different than Hashem, we have to respect the king of Russia. We have to listen to his laws as long as they go along with Hashem's laws. But if the king of Russia says against Hashem, I will not listen to the king of Russia. I will listen to only Hashem. So I will keep my payas. And the policeman said, you will cut your payas. Reb Hillel says, never such a thing, chas v'shalom. And all of a sudden the policeman now, because you know, they didn't want to get in trouble from the chief of police, and they didn't want to get in trouble from the king. They start now to grab Reb Hillel, and one of them takes out a scissors, and they start to grab Reb Hillel to chas v'shalom cut off his payas. And Reb Hillel is holding his payas, and the policemen are trying to get the payas out of his hands, and Reb Hillel will hold on with Mesiras Nefesh. And of course there was a whole tumult in the street, and all of a sudden walking by was a simple yid who happened to be a tailor. You know what a tailor is? Who could tell me what a tailor is? What's a tailor? Yes?
I think a person that makes clothes.
A person that makes clothes. Now, it doesn't say in the story, but maybe this tailor had his needles with him, and maybe he also had his scissors and his sewing things. Well, somehow this simple yid was walking by and saw what the policemen were trying to do to Reb Hillel. And he right away went to save Reb Hillel from those policemen. And maybe he had his needles, and maybe he had his scissors also, and maybe he gave a big shtuck to those policemen with his needles. Somehow, he got all those policemen away, and they ran away down the street, and they could not touch Reb Hillel. Maybe he gave a few shtucks with a few needles, and with his sewing things. Well, those policemen ran away, and Reb Hillel was safe. And it does not seem that anybody tried to start up with Reb Hillel again. And Reb Hillel was so thankful, of course, first to Hashem, that Hashem helped him, and that this tailor was the shliach to be the one to help him. He gave a bracha to the tailor, and he said, after 120 years, when you pass away, and of course, I will have passed away, because Reb Hillel was old then. He says, after 120 years, I give you a bracha that you will be buried close to me in my Dalet Amos. Now, of course, we understand, even though, Baruch Hashem, we don't know too much about these things, but after 120 years, when a person passes away, to be buried next to a tzaddik, to be together with a tzaddik, would be a big schus. And this tailor received such a bracha from Reb Hillel that after 120 years he should be buried next to Reb Hillel in his Dalet Amos, means in his area around him. This was the bracha that he gave the tailor.
Shelach, many years went by. I don't know if it was 120 years, but many, many years went by. Rabbi Hillel moved away from Paritch, and he became a Rav in a town called Bobruisk. He became the Rav. And one of the things Rabbi Hillel did, one of the things he did, besides being a Rav in his town, was once a year, Rabbi Hillel, once a year, would go away from Bobruisk. He would travel far, far away to the south, and he would go to little towns and little villages that did not necessarily have a Rav, or they didn't have teachers to teach them Torah, and he would go from town to town teaching the people Torah, and especially Hasidus, and he would bring with them, and they would talk about Avodas Hashem and Torah and Mitzvahs, and everyone loved very much when Rabbi Hillel came to their town. One year, Rabbi Hillel was traveling around to all the different places he went, and that year he went to the town of Cherson. That year he went to the town of Cherson, and he became very sick. And Cherson was very far away from Paritch and Bobruisk. And that year Rabbi Hillel did not go back to Bobruisk to be a Rav anymore, because in Cherson he passed away. And they buried him in the basic forest with a big kavod, because he was such a great tzaddik and chassid. And he had a very kavodik levaya. And they built an oihel, they built like a special building by his kever. And people from all around came over there to his kever to say Mayna Lashon and Davin to Hashem for a bracha, like we go to the oil where the Filik Rebbe and the Rebbe are. And there's different oils for different tzaddikim. Now, years later, one day in Cherson, there passed away a beggar. A beggar passed away. They found him in the street. Something had happened, or maybe he just got old and he died. And nobody knew who he was. Just the people that knew, that had seen him before, said he was a beggar, somebody that came from who knows where, and he was very poor. Well, Kinalach, they told the Chevra Kedisha, who takes care of somebody that passes away. And in the special room where the Chevra Kedisha has all of their different records and papers and things like that, was one of the people from the Chevra Kedisha. It was a very stormy, cold, windy, icy, snowy day. And some people came in and they said, we found a very poor person who had passed away today, and he has to be buried in the basic forest, and nobody knows who he is. He's not from one of the families that already has a place there. And Kinalach, they did the things that have to be done in order to prepare a person to be buried, the certain halakha things that the Torah says. And the man from the Chevra Kedisha knew that he has to find the secretary who's in charge of all the places. Now, I'm not going to go too much in detail, but there's all kinds of different places in the basic forest, and they have to figure out exactly where to put him. Where in the basic forest, where should they bury him? Now, there were parts that families or people already bought, and there were places like by the ends that they would put poor people or beggars that didn't have any place to go and no money to buy something. Now, the man from the Chevra Kedisha, he knew, I really should go get the secretary who's in charge of all the places, and I should ask him where to take this man when we bury him. But since it was such a cold, windy, icy, snowy, freezing, stormy day, and the secretary lived far away, the man who was there thought to himself, look, why should we take all the time to go so far away? We'll just take him, the people that are here with me, we'll do the mitzvah, and we'll bury him right now ourselves, because there's nobody to come to his levaya. And we'll get people from around, we'll make a minyan, and we will go to the Beis HaKfaras right now. And I'm not going to walk all the way across town through this big storm to find the secretary. We'll find some place in the Beis HaKfaras to put him. And they took him now, and they made a little levaya, just with a minyan. And they took him into the Beis HaKfaras. And it started to get so snowy and windy and cold, they could hardly see where they're going. And they're walking, and all of a sudden, the Chevra Kedisha man said, I think this place is okay, right where we are. Because it seems that we've gone very far into the Beis HaKfaras. This must be probably by the end, where they put the poor people. I don't think we have to go any further. And they buried the poor man, and they came back, and they warmed themselves up, because it was so freezing. And the storm continued for a few days, until finally when the storm stopped, when the ice melted and the snow from that storm, all of a sudden one day, somebody came to go to Rabbi Hillel Potash's Oyel, to go to his keder, to daven over there, to say special things that we say. And all of a sudden, he saw a new grave, a new keder, that was right next to Rabbi Hillel Potash's Oyel. And he thought to himself, I wonder which tzaddik, or which special person, passed away recently that had the skus to be buried right next to Reb Hillel. And when it was time for him to go away from the Beis HaKfaras, he stopped into the room of the Chevra Kedisha, and he says, I'm just very curious, who passed away recently that has the tremendous skus to be buried next to Reb Hillel Potacher? And the man over there said, what are you talking about? Now, it was a secretary that was sitting there, and he didn't know from the whole thing that happened, because he was the one that was far away, but now he was sitting in that room. He says, what do you mean, who passed away? Nobody passed away. Nobody was buried recently, especially next to Rabbi Oparacher. And the man said, I was just by the Oyel, the grave of Reb Hillel Potacher, and right next to it somebody is buried, and it's a brand new grave, you could tell. Secretary says, what are you talking about? Impossible. And the man said, no, why don't you come and look? And the secretary man from the Chevra Kedisha went over there to the old Reb Hillel Potacher, and sure enough, right next to it was a new keder that he didn't know about. Why didn't he know about it? Because he wasn't there that day, remember? He was far away. And right away he says, I have no idea how this happened. I'm going to call the other people from the Chevra Kedisha. And he calls them and he says, what is this that there's a new grave next to Reb Hillel Potacher? What? A new grave next to Reb Hillel Potacher? What are you talking about? He says, there's a new grave next to the old Reb Hillel Potacher. Who passed away recently? And the man from the Chevra Kedisha said, the only person that passed away recently was a poor beggar that was found a few days ago on the stormy day. A poor beggar? Well, what did you do with him? You didn't tell me that a beggar had passed away and he was supposed to be buried. Well, we figured that you were far away and it was icy cold, stormy, windy, and freezing, and we figured we would just bury him ourselves without asking you, and we took him to the end of the Beis HaKfaras and put him there with all the rest of the beggars and poor people, didn't we?
they went to the end of the basic pharos, where all the beggars and poor people are buried, and they did not see any new kfarim. Nothing was new there. The only brand new kever was right next to Reb Hillel Parcher. And the secretary man of the Chevra Kedisha said, "You must have put him in the wrong place. You put him right next to Reb Hillel Parcher. How could you do such a thing? A poor beggar next to a great tzaddik? We probably didn't see because of all the snow. It's a mistake." "Yeah, but what are we going to do now? We can't dig up the kever. That's not allowed according to halacha, according to Jewish law. And to leave him there, it's not nice for a big tzaddik like Reb Hillel Parcher to have a poor beggar next to him. Oy, what are we going to do?" And, of course, everybody in the town was talking about the strange thing that had happened. And the secretary was so upset that they didn't call him when the poor person passed away to make sure that everything would be done correctly. And all of a sudden, one of the people there said, "Well, let's at least find out who he is, because we have to put up the matseva, you know, the stone on top of the kever. We have to find out his name. We have to find out something about him, who he was." "But how are we going to find out?" "Well, we still have his clothes in a little bag in the room of the Chevra Kedisha. Because they don't put a person, they don't bury him in his clothes. They put special tachrichim, special kinds of white shrouds, they're called, made out of linen. And the clothes they had in a bag in the Chevra Kedisha, they went over to the bag, and they looked in the pocket, and they found an old passport. A passport has your name on it. It's a thing they used to have to travel. We still need them to travel. And in Russia, they had to have it to travel even from city to city. And they looked at the name, and there was a name there. And then on the passport, it has where you're born. And the place of this beggar's birth said Parish. Hey, that's interesting. He is from Parish, just like Reb Hillel Parcher. They're from the same place. Let's write a letter to somebody in Parish. We'll write a letter to the leader, the mayor of Parish, and we'll ask if he knows about this beggar, who he was. And they wrote a letter to Kinalach, and they said in the letter, "We have a certain name of a person from Parish. We would like you to write us something about him, who he was." And they sent it in the mail, and of course it took a few days to get there because it was far, far away. And they got an answer also in the mail a few days after that, and maybe it was already a few weeks later. And listen closely to the letter. "Dear Chevra Kedisha of Kherson, you ask us about a certain person that passed away from Parish, and we went around asking about him, and this is what we found out. This man, who you say was a beggar, he was not always a beggar. It must be that in his last years, he had some not good mazel. But before that, he was a tailor. He had a little tailor shop in Parish. And we asked about if he ever did any special mitzvahs or anything like that, because he was a simple yid. And people said, yes, there was one story that everybody remembers about him, that one day Reb Hillel Parcher was walking, the great tzaddik Reb Hillel Parcher, and the police surrounded him, and they wanted to cut off his payas, chas v'shalom, because of the gzeira of the king. And Reb Hillel Parcher was holding on to his payas, and the police were trying to get his payas. And all of a sudden, this tailor, this man that you're asking about, came and rescued Reb Hillel Parcher from the policemen. Maybe he took his sewing needles and gave a good shtuff in the right place and got rid of those policemen.
And everybody knows that Reb Hillel Panitzer gave a bracha to that tailor that after 120 years, when he passes away, he gave him a bracha that he will be buried next to Reb Hillel Panitzer. And Kinelach, when the Chevra Kedisha read the letter, they saw that this was not a mistake. And this was not, chas v'shalom, a terrible thing. This happened from the bracha of Reb Hillel to this person. And the reason he was buried next to Reb Hillel Panitzer is because that's what Reb Hillel wanted. He gave him a bracha for that. And, of course, the news got around that such a big mess and such a big hashkacha practice thing happened. And everybody saw the koyach of the bracha of Reb Hillel Panitzer and, of course, the amazing hashkacha practice from Hashem. But so many years later, this thing should happen in this way. And everything that happens, Kinelach, everything that happens is hashkacha practice from Hashem. Hashem makes it happen just in a certain way, at a certain time, for a certain reason. And sometimes we get to see it, and sometimes not. And that's the interesting maaseh.